You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I think that we learned in Parashat Matot that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was commanded to go to Midian and give them the punishment that they deserve. So now, here it is stated in the Torah, it says, Achar te'asef el amecha, instead of saying ve'achar. So the difference is that we can read it as later on, Achar te'asef el amecha. Because if it would mean that after he goes to the war, he will leave this olam, so then you should say ve'achar. That means and then you leave this olam. So that means end of your life. It depends when you go to the war with Midian. So Rabbi Shimshon Meostoroponi Zatzal brings an interesting thing. This Gemara Rosh Hashanah is brought. There are three great characters that they are compared with three simple people, such as Yerubbaal at his time, like Moshe. Bedan, like Aharon, and Yiftach, like Shemuel at this time. So everybody knows who Yiftach was, right? Yiftach, right, he became a judge, and then know the whole story we have in Haftarah. Remember Yiftach? Yeah, the one that made a neder that if he goes to the war, and then the first thing that comes out of his house, then he's going to bring a sacrifice, right? So here, Gemara says Yiftach is like Shemuel Anavi, like the same character that they had, the same incident that took place. It's like Shemuel Anavi, unfortunately, when he appointed two kings, he was disappointed with Shaul and so on. So Yiftach also, in the end, the ending was not too great. Who is Dan? Bedan. Bedan is Shimshon. So Shimshon is compared to Aharon. Aharon. So what's the comparison? Shimshon was a Nazir. He was not supposed to drink wine. Aharon HaKohen also was a Kohen Gadol when he would do his service. In Mishkan, he was not supposed to drink wine. So who is Yerubbaal? You know who Yerubbaal was? Yeah, Yerubbaal was Gideon. This is Gideon, just like Moshe. So what's the comparison here? So here actually, Harav Shimshon Meostoroponi explains that this is exactly the exact comparison. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom came back in the form of Gideon. Yeah. So that means Gideon was the Gilgul, the reincarnation, the Nitzos, the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. So now here it makes sense. Because when the Pasuk says, Achar te'asef el amecha, it doesn't say afterward. It says, after you leave this world, then you take the revenge of Midianim. That's what the Pasuk actually is saying. What does that mean? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was not able, because of the reasoning, that he had to be appreciative to Midian, because he ran away from Egypt, from Mitzrayim to Midian. He got married there. He worked there. So he felt he should not be disappreciated at his life. So now later on, he was given the opportunity to take revenge from Midian. But it was not Moshe, actually, it was Gideon. So that means Moshe came back in the form of Gideon, and then Gideon took revenge of what Moshe was not able to do at his life.
Did they kill all of
them? No. No. So Midianim, well, whatever that, like, because some, the ladies and so on, so. So was not completely taken care of. But anyway, the Midianim later on, they were making trouble anyway at the time of the Gidon. So that's when Gidon defended Am Yisrael, and he claimed that Hashem forgot about them. So it became like the defensive lawyer. So then we see in the Navi's brought that Hashem sent a malach, angel, and he told Gidon, Lech bekochacha ze, go and continue with this power. So what does it mean, bekochacha ze? So it meant that because he defended Am Yisrael and he stood in front of Hashem and asked, no, how come we forgot about them? How come we're not doing anything? So because he defended Am Yisrael, so then Hashem appointed Gidon as the leader of Am Yisrael. Because at the time, there was, they're having a lot of hard timing with the Midianim. So now, what's the point here? So here we learn the Moshe at this time, for whatever reasoning, that he was unable to take revenge of the Midianim. So then, later on, he had to come back in the form of the Gidon. So now, Gidon, like everybody else, said, what is it to do? What can we do? So he would get up in the morning, would do Netilat Yadayim, have some Turkish coffee, then we go to Beit Knesset, put on his talit and tefillin, and that's it, every day. But here we see that Gidon actually accomplished the task of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. That means he felt something needs to be done. So he got up and demanded from Moshe Rabbeinu, why, you forgot about your children? Help him! Do something! So then he actually, whatever that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was not able to do. So Gidon was able to accomplish the task. So that's why here instead of saying ve'achar, that means, and then it says achar. What does it mean? After you leave this world. So now here, the delicate point here is, how do you know you're not Moshe Rabbeinu? Especially if your name is Moshe. Huh? So that means you never know that the task that is given to you, that you have to do something for Am Yisrael.
How would you know?
So here, how did Gidon know?
When you could have, you asked.
Exactly. So Gidon, how do you know? There was not a thermometer to find out that he's the Gilgul of Moshe or not. But he got up and cared. He cared about Am Yisrael.
Probably had some kind of Ruach HaKodesh or something. No,
but he spoke to Hashem, then the Malach comes and so on. But this came afterwards. Afterwards that he got up and did something. Happened to be an interesting story. Yeah.
Why Moshe Rabbeinu picking Midian to go over there? Why didn't he go anywhere else?
Why did he go there?
Egypt, yeah.
So that's the closest place. Okay, and it's the safest. Yes. So this interesting story that Gemara brings about the fox. You know the foxes, they like grapes. It's a body pretty high, geffen, you know. So now, just passing by a vineyard. So now, there's a lot of grape trees. So there's a hole there. So he goes in, and then Shalat Tova Mustacha, he keeps eating and eating and eating and eating. And then all of a sudden he hears, noise. So he notices that the owner just walked in. So he tries to get out from the hole that he came in, but mashallah, he became real chubby. Then he couldn't go out. So now he hides, and then he fasts, you know, for 3 days. And then he gets out. And then as he's leaving, he says, Vineyard, Vineyard, hich khayri azat naida. You didn't benefit me at all. I ate and ate and ate, and then, I came out skinny. So now, Gemara, what is he teaching us? In life, that's how it is. You know, you come to this olam, just like the fox, with all respect, you know, to have some saving. I mean, if he was smart, I mean, foxes are supposed to be smart. So now he would pass the grapes through the hole, and then he couldn't come out and then eat whatever, you know, he wanted to. But his mistake was, he kept eating in the vineyard. So now when he wanted to come out, the hole didn't let him. So what do you have to do? Has to go on a diet. So that's how it is. You're here to pass things for outside. Your mitzvot, your Torah, your kindness, your tzedakah. So these, you save it. The Olam Elyon for Gan Eden. But if one, it just goes after his desires and so on, you know. So then in the end, you have to live here skinny. Now you cannot take anything with you, just like the fox. So now here, that's what exactly here we see the beautiful point. Mishabalam Shalom wanted to do it. He wanted to do it. But the condition didn't permit him. So now, because Hashem knew that how bad he wanted to take a revenge and make a Kiddush Hashem, to sacrifice the name of Hashem, so Gideon became the candidate. But he didn't know, he had no idea. But when he cared and put a step forward, he accomplished what Moshe Abraham Shalom was not able to do. And that's what the awareness that we always have, we should have. That why am I here? Well, what am I supposed to do? What Hashem is expecting from me to do. And especially the timing that we go through.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.